Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Bet Mishnah Hey. We'll start off this Mishnah by talking about two dinim that have to do with ladders. Mishnah says, Marhikin et hasulam min hashovach arba amot. A person has to distance his ladder on his own property at least 4 amot away from his neighbor's dove nest. They would have a nest or a little birdhouse that they would have the doves live in. They're not allowed to have that ladder close to your neighbor's nest. His nest is on his side, his birdhouse on his side, and your ladder's on your own side, but they can't be within 4 amot. Why? Because you want to make sure that a little weasel-like animal won't climb up the ladder and then jump from the ladder to the dove birdhouse and then kill all of the birds. You want to make sure that doesn't happen. You also have to make sure that if you're putting up a wall, the wall you're putting up has to be at least 4 amot from the gutter that your neighbor has on his roof. So you give your neighbor a little bit of room to put up his ladder in order to clean out his gutter. So don't put your wall right up against his, because you want to make sure that he has the option to clean out his gutter. Now that we mentioned the birdhouse of the doves, we'll talk about other laws about the dove in the continuation of the Mishnah. Marhikin tashovach min ha'ir 50 ama, a person has to put his dove coat at least 50 amot away from the nearest city. Velo ya'aseh adam shovach betoch shelo, ela im ken yesh lo 50 ama lekol ruach. And a person is not allowed to create a birdhouse for the doves, even within his own property, unless there's 50 amot in every single direction of space. When a person has these doves over there, they're always looking for food, and they're gonna fly out and then eat food that they find. But generally, they're gonna eat food within a 50 amot radius. So therefore, we want to make sure they don't eat food from the neighbor or from other people. That would be theft. So we have to create a radius around them where they can eat within that 50 amot, and it'll be still your property. That's the only way you're allowed to have a shovach, a birdhouse for the doves. Rabbi Yehuda omer bet arba'at korin melo sheger hayona. Says Rabbi Yehuda, more mahmir, you need more space. 50 amot radius is not okay. Rather, you need 274 amot in every direction, because even though we said they usually eat within 50 amot, it's not always the case. But they'll always stay within 270 amot in each direction. So Rabbi Yehuda is strict, and he says you have to make sure you never have any cases of theft. But there's an exception to the above rule. If you already buy a piece of land and there's a birdhouse for the doves already built in over there, and the land is only a quarter of kav would be 10 amot in each direction, it could retain its status. You're still allowed to keep that birdhouse over there, even though there's not enough empty space for them to go out and eat, because we make the assumption that since the dovecote is already there, since the birdhouse is already there, when the previous buyer put in that dovecote, that birdhouse, he probably had all of the neighbors grant permission that he could do this. So therefore, when you're buying this piece of property, you're allowed to keep it there as well.